This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Less than a fraction of Manitoba's original tallgrass prairie remains, and Winnipeg's Living Prairie Museum is taking a creative step to protect it. In partnership with Indigenous educator and artist Britt Ross, they're building Pascual Mostos, a community-made bison sculpture that will carry seeds of native plants, much like real bison once did.
So bison are by some description, you would consider it a keystone species where they have this outsized impact on the habitat that they live in.
Nature education coordinator Josh Perlman says the project blends art, ecology, and Indigenous teachings to inspire a new generation of prairie caretakers.
We do a lot of education out of our building to teach people about the importance of the prairie. Recognize that a lot of people relate to that information in different ways. So we were asked by the Bueller Gallery at St. Boniface Hospital to come up with a project for an upcoming show they have called Tending to Wild, which is going to go up in September.
Visitors are invited to help craft clay beads, each containing seeds that will be planted outside St. Boniface Hospital this fall. Ross hopes it will also spark respect for bison, which have sustained Indigenous peoples for thousands of years.
The gift of the bison, we say it teaches respect because the bison kept us alive for thousands of years. The bison, when you go to hunt one, you offer tobacco and you ask if there's any spirit of the bison or an animal willing to come forward and offer its life so that we can live. So when it does that, when it sacrifices its life, you have to use every single part because that's the way you show respect for that sacrifice.
While visitors craft these beads, they are taught about the biological diversity of the tallgrass prairies and the role they play in both the environment and Indigenous cultures. Perlman says they also teach about the loss that would come if these prairies aren't protected.
Yeah, I mean, from a strictly ecological perspective, the diversity of this site is such that we've got species that you won't find commonly elsewhere in the city. And that's true of some of the larger patches of protected prairie in Winnipeg. A lot of what's left of native prairie is little road right-of-ways or patches clinging to the sides of railroads. And those can blink out as development increases.
Ross adds that it would be a devastating blow for Indigenous communities.
It would be a huge cultural loss for us to lose these native plants on the prairies. And like even some elders, like they're not able to, you know, find certain plants. And some of them like haven't grown up even seeing these plants because they disappeared before their time even, right? Like they might have heard about it from their own elders, but there's none of them left, right? So it's already happening. And we need to prevent that from happening any further.
There is good news. Perlman explains that there has been a lot of momentum in changing how urban development is done.
In new developments around retention pond areas and those sort of peripheral natural areas, an effort to restore those back to not necessarily the complexity of a tallgrass prairie, but restore them to native plants that sort of serve some of the functions that a native prairie would by providing habitat for pollinators and small animals and things like that.
More change will come from teaching people to love the natural world, says Ross, with the sculpture just one small approach to doing that.
We consider everyone to be our relations, so it's important for everybody to come and build community and see that there's hope for the future. Maybe we can bring back the bison somehow. Maybe we can bring back some of these plants that are, you know, disappearing because being replaced by all these invasive species, and it's kind of hope for moving forward.
Visitors to the Living Prairie Museum can add their artistic flair and be part of the living sculpture until August 31st, after which it will be moved outside the Bueller Gallery as part of the exhibit, Tending to the Wild. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.